Part 5, The Wastes of the Unlamented. Chapter 31, Compass. Compass, who stood balanced on her brass edge, was only half as tall as Jack and the Christmas pig. Her glass was cracked, and instead of pointing north as it should have done, her pointer was hanging slightly askew. Jack was so worried by what Poem had just whispered that instead of saying hello to her, he turned up to the Christmas pig and said, "Poem says once it's midnight up there, I'll never be able to leave the land of the lost." "Yeah, I've heard that rumor too," said Compass before the Christmas pig could answer. "The loser thinks if he can stop you two from being found before midnight, he'll get to keep you forever and ever. I don't know why, but because that's not how it usually works. Lost is lost and found is found, but don't matter when any of it happens." But Jack had an awful feeling he knew why the loser believed this, and he could tell by the expression on the Christmas pig's face that he did too. If Christmas Eve was the one night in the year a living boy could get into the land of the lost, mightn't it also be the only night when a boy could return to the land of the living? But as Jack couldn't say any of this out loud without revealing to Compass that he was human, he kept quiet. "What are your other names, then?" Compass asked, looking from one to the other. "I'm Christmas Pig," said the Christmas Pig, "and this is Pajama Boy. He's an action figure." "With the power of sleep and dream," said Jack. Sniffed Compass. "Well, you won't be getting much of either tonight. Sleeping's asking for trouble. Well, off we go, then." And without further ado, she rolled off so fast that Jack and the Christmas pig had to jog to keep up, slipping and sliding over the snowy rubble of the wastes. Jack's bare feet were soon very sore from running over the sharp, icy stones. "Now I've got to warn you, there's some very strange things out there on the wastes," Compass called back to them. "Some of them are nearly as bad as the loser himself."
"Really?" said Jack nervously.
"Oh, yeah. See, nobody cares these things have gone. In fact, some of them were lost on purpose. And I can't blame their owners. Some things really ain't worth keeping."
She came to a sudden halt and turned to look at them, frowning.
"Who's rattling?"
"Oh, that's me," said the Christmas pig, who had been clutching his stomach as usual, trying to stop his beans jumping around. I've got beans in my stomach."
"Well, keep them as quiet as possible, won't you?"
"I'll try," said the Christmas pig, gripping his tummy even harder. They jogged off again. Compass's metal edge made so much racket rolling over the flinty ground that Jack thought it a bit unfair for her to tell off the Christmas pig for his tummy beans. As though she'd read his mind, Compass called back to them.
"It ain't ideal being made of brass because the loser's got very sharp earring. But to tell the truth, I quite enjoy the thrill of it when he shows up."
"Don't worry, though," she added, seeing Jack's frightened glance at the Christmas pig. "Nobody's ever been eaten while they've been with me. I love cheating the loser out of captures. He hates me, you know."
"How are you lost, Compass?" panted the Christmas pig. "Dropped by a backpacker," said Compass cheerfully. "As a matter of fact, that was the second time he dropped me. The first time he cracked my glass and knocked my needle off its pivot, and I didn't work very well after that. So when he lost me again in the jungle, he didn't even bother looking for me. Now I'm rusting away at the foot of a banana tree, and I doubt I'll ever be found. Who'd want a broken compass?"
"But you do know the way to the City of the Mist," panted Jack. He already had a stitch in his side because he was running so fast.
"Oh yeah, don't worry about that," said Compass airily, "although we might zigzag a little bit to keep life interesting. Anyway, I've found new ways of guiding things since I arrived on the wastes. Can you guess what they are?"
"No," said Christmas Pig, who was hurrying along as fast as his lower trotters could carry him.
"I make stories up with morals and I invent mottos. Would you like to hear one of my mottos?"
"Yes, please," Jack panted, because he could tell that was what Compass wanted him to say.
"Nor nor west is all very well, but only the wise go sideways," said Compass proudly.
Jack didn't understand this at all, so he was glad when the Christmas pig said, "Very true."
It is, isn't it? Said Compass, sounding pleased. "And I can tell you with a story with a moral if you'd like."
Oh, yes, please, said the Christmas pig breathlessly. There were once three compasses, said Compass. A big one, a medium-sized one, and a tiny one. The big one led the way up a mountain, and the medium-sized one steered a boat across the sea. But the tiny one got dropped in a vegetable patch. And the moral of that is, never make friends with a radish. Jack and the Christmas pig both made interested and impressed noises, which seemed to please Compass. And on they ran over snowy rock and loose stones, and the stitch in Jack's side hurt more than ever. They struggled on through the chilly darkness for what seemed like hours. Every so often, Jack or the Christmas pig would stumble, and the other would help him up again. Their sleep inside the lunchbox seemed very long time ago, but Jack was too frightened to be tired. Every now and then, he'd see shapes looming up in the darkness and worry that they were the loser or some of the strange things Compass had warned them about. But when they got closer, it was always clumps of thistles. Where's your blanket? Said Christmas Pig, noticing Jack shivering in his pajamas. I left it in the bin by mistake, panted Jack. I'm fine. If only they could safely get across the wastes without being eaten by the loser, they'd find DP. The thought of hugging Dirt Pig's familiar squishy body and breathing in his friendly smell kept Jack running, in spite of the cold and his sore feet. Then a horrible moan came echoing across the wastes. Was that loser? Gasped Jack in panic. Is he coming? Should we hide? No, said Compass, still bowling along. That's a pain. A what? Said Jack. A pain, repeated Compass. A human pain. Of course, their owners are delighted to get rid of pain, so they end up here on the wastes, roaming around in packs and howling. I feel quite sorry for them, really. Can't be much fun being a... Compass rolled to a sudden halt again. Two dark shapes appeared ahead of them, blocking their path.